Earlier this month, South Dakota's governor announced 125 National Guard troops would be deployed to Arizona and Texas' southern border with Mexico to assist with what she called, quote, the national security crisis at our southern border. They'll be joining 50 South Dakota Guard troops that have already been deployed to the border and paid for by a private donor to the Republican Party. In recent weeks, states including Arkansas, Florida, and Wisconsin have initiated Guard deployments to the southern border. In addition to National Guard troops, states have been sending state police personnel and Homeland Security staff as well. The Department of Defense has been largely silent about these deployments, and immigration rights advocates are concerned about the accountability of these troops, as well as South Dakota-related circumstances. Steve Bannon covers National Guard activity for military.com, and he's with me to explain just what is going on. So, Steve, what are these Guard troops expected to do, and what are their responsibilities?
Yeah, so the majority of Guardsmen are not necessarily trained in law enforcement capacities. These are the same soldiers we send to Iraq and Afghanistan, and a lot of the units activated lately. They're transportation units, so men and women that are going to be driving trucks around and moving logistics and things like that, and engineers. Those are the folks that I'm sure people have seen videos or images of helping construct parts of the border wall, any sort of construction projects, bridges, Constantine wire, or anything like that. And in terms of surveillance, some soldiers will be taking shifts, helping Border Patrol monitor cameras and stuff like that, but they won't be putting their hands on any migrants at any point, or at least on paper, they shouldn't be.
I realize there's something political for governors to do this, whether it's from so-called red state or so-called blue state, but are these roles that could be filled by the private sector if there was that kind of commitment as opposed to sending Guard troops?
Yeah, 100%. That's why you see a lot of these states are also sending highway patrol officers. These soldiers, they're mostly trained for wartime scenarios, and these governors, most of these troops are coming from red states, some of them from in the middle of elections and stuff like that. And this is a really easy way for governors to show that they are strong on the border, which is a big issue with the Republican base.
Do we have any idea in terms of what the percentage is, the ratio of federally assigned troops as opposed to state assigned troops?
Well, the Biden administration is reducing the federal troops to about 3,000, down from about 3,800 right now. That starts around October to coincide with a new fiscal year for the Defense Department. And when I say federal, those are still National Guard troops, but they're on federal orders. They're being paid by the federal government. They're under the command of the president. In terms of state soldiers, again, still National Guard, the same soldiers, in some cases from the same exact state. There's no difference. It is a technicality on how they're activated. On state orders, they're under control of the governor. There's no real way to track that. The National Guard Bureau itself does not have a number. I ask them probably once a week. NORTHCOM, Northern Command, which oversees the mission, they also do not track that. So soldiers on state orders, they're under command of the governor, and they're going to the border kind of doing their own thing separate from the troops on federal orders.
Who are they officially taking orders from? Like, who do they answer to then in a case like this?
Yeah, so they will be taking orders from the governor. How the governor of South Dakota commands troops in Texas is a big question. That's a big, how does that work? And then mind you, also troops on federal orders, they get all the benefits you would associate with a soldier getting. They get free healthcare. They can go to the Department of Veterans Affairs if injured and get compensation. They accrue education benefits, the GI Bill. They become entitled to home loans. Soldiers on state active duty orders, they're not entitled to anything. They don't get a housing allowance, so they're losing out on potentially thousands of dollars a month, and they're not accruing any benefits to the point where they can't go to the VA if they were injured on the border. And that might not even necessarily be a confrontation issue. I mean, they could slip on a rock or maybe accidentally get ran over by one of their vehicles or some accidents happen all the time. So it's not a matter. So the big issue right now with soldiers on state orders, they are also severely underpaid compared to federal troops for doing the exact same job. So it's a big question of what is the purpose of activating soldiers on state orders? It is still an extreme minority on the border. Most of them are on federal orders, but that's a big question for sure.
That's a fascinating point. I brought up the politics before of this. Is there any public indication that the Biden administration is having friction with, for example, Governors Ducey and Abbott in terms of what's going on? I mean, clearly, politically, yes, there would be, but is there any indication there actually has been some sort of real spat there?
Governor Abbott did put out kind of a call to arms to all the governors. He put out a letter pretty recently asking them to send police and extra additional guardsmen, saying that the Biden administration hasn't done enough to secure the border. But then again, the border mission has been ultimately the same since the Trump administration. There are about 1,500 to 2,000 fewer troops. But for all intents and purposes, even though Biden rescinded the emergency declaration, the border mission for the military is still ongoing and relatively unchanged.
The statement we always used to get was when there'd be, let's say, a gubernatorial primary down here, the discussion about what was going to be next and the border and border security would be a major issue to be discussed. Then there would always be the side of pragmatism that would say, yes, but this is a federal issue. This can only be decided by federal officials. Do you think there are expectations that having guard troops can actually improve the situation, or is it just about optics?
There's not a lot of evidence that guardsmen on the border is necessarily improving the situation. Like we talked earlier, they can't apprehend anybody. I'm sure they can fill in some gaps here and there, moving supplies around, monitoring cameras. But given the expense of the mission, I haven't seen a lot of evidence to point to that it's effective, and you see where these troops are coming from, it's really hard to draw any conclusions other than a huge motivating factor is the praise governors might get from their base, because it's one of the only ways they can show that they're tough on the border. And one of those situations creeped up recently where a Republican mega donor who's contributed a lot of money to a lot of Republicans, including he gave about $200,000 to Trump's super PAC. He gave South Dakota $1 million to fund them to send about 50 troops to the border. So that is a very clear-cut example of there are partisan actors to send troops to the border extensively to get praise from the base.
Steve Bannon covers National Guard activity for military.com.